The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. As we continue to watch the decline of the nation, and we are not alone in this journey, for around the world we watch as more and more people are coming into the understanding that something is very wrong in these days. It's not only the people of this country that have fallen upon deaf ears, but around the world trouble comes at us with force, as leaders in the government encroach closer and closer to totalitarian status. They are under the influence of their father, the devil, and are succeeding at doing the bidding of him. It can be clearly seen to those with eyes to see and with ears to hear. Many of you will hear this and think that this is a political statement because of the recent jury verdict handed down. But this is not to lift up the man handed the verdict, but it is to awaken a people to the dangers lurking behind every word, every action, and every thought and deed that is done. The biblical definition of sin is every thought, action, and deed that is contrary to God. But today it is considered sinful and unlawful to have righteous thoughts, to do righteous things, to say righteous words, and it's more confirmation as to where we are on the biblical timeline. When before the world a person can be convicted with no actual crime, when a judge can give instructions making it impossible for the jury to not find a fault, and when the people sitting on that jury come into the courtroom before the trial starts, hating the person on trial, how can justice be served? And yet this is what was witnessed in the United States in May of 2024. It is why there will never be peace on earth until the return of Jesus Christ. People will not in this day seek truth. They seek fame. They seek to find satisfaction. They seek everything but true justice. The latest verdict only reflects that there are many, too many to name or count of late, where justice is pursued for the one who speaks truth, and justice closes her eyes to the acts of the sinful nature. It's hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, and I will add fear, that drives the court in these days, the courts of men, that is. John reminds us that we are to avoid being found in this condition or in these associations, as they will show who we are or are not. From 1 John 3, "Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. And he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. And the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. And this is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, and nor is anyone who does not love his brother." Are we watching the continued separation of the sheep from the goats? Every day we watch as the unbelievable is being used as the new normal. Women are now called menstruators. Thieves can steal as long as they keep the amount under $1,000. People can run over police officers and steal their car and not have any charges stick for their actions. Political prisoners are being rounded up around the world for persecution. Raids on homes come in the night without warning. Criminals are walking across the border without question, and many are given transportation into the country and shielded from being deported. Groceries are getting further and further out of reach unless what you buy is artificial, and the news cycle never ends with the lies and the falsehoods. Even judges, those who are to be impartial, make known how they really feel about the issues, leaving their impartiality at the altar of what they believe in. You may not want to hear this, but this is the world that we live in, and we have hardly scratched the surface as to what is actually going on. This is the world that is currently being set up for our children and grandchildren, a nation lost to darkness, and the struggles that are coming upon the future generation, they will be great and daunting. Give them hope. bring them to Jesus. When was the last time that you heard someone's testimony that gives a glory to God for the changes in their life? When was the last time that you yourself gave yours? Why is the church silent in these days of distress and great troubles? And do you really believe that a man will deliver you from evil? Does not the Word of God tell us not to put our faith and trust in men to save us? Where is the faith of the nation gone to? A faith that brought its people close to God and the blessings of His hand that fell upon it. Until there is a spiritual awakening, things are not going to change. They will continue to worsen. And if you need reminding, then visit the book of Jeremiah and see the journey that Israel took and where the path that she was on led her. We have before us what we need to overcome what has come upon us. But we continue to want someone else to do all the work for us. We don't like to be confronted with our obvious sin. We make excuses. We hang on to what makes us sick. And we don't want to believe that it's our own fault, but everyone else's is the reason that we think and act the way that we do. The church has been divided in many ways. In ways that generations ago, to even mention that one day this division will happen would have been unthinkable. People have been divided where once there was healing, and now the animosity between people groups is so deep that people are willing to let a guilty man free by his skin color, and they will convict a man with no definable charges. They are willing to overlook one person for an action, but will gladly convict another for that same action. For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. Ephesians 5, 5-7. Let the words in verse 7 of Ephesians 5 be planted in your heart. Therefore, do not be partners with them. We now live in a day where the blind are leading the blind, where the loudest voices spew hatred. They stand at the edge of the abyss, and their hatred of one towards another is so great, for the acts of the sinful nature feed off of one another, that they are willing to throw justice and righteousness, those things that the law brings out when convicting the guilty, into the abyss. And they shout and dance for joy when truth has been suppressed and darkness wins the day. As with many others in the justice system, there will be processes that will follow what has been done, and considerations will be made, and there is the possibility that the course of things will change. But be reminded that when judgment, with a capital J, comes, you will be called to stand before the judge of heaven and earth. That when judgment is pronounced, there will be no appeals. There will be no other judge to turn to. There will be no other court or venue locations for you to appeal your case to. Not one. Now is the day, and today is the day to start talking to one another about these days. We are at a point that if the nation does not turn back to God, then her days will draw to a close, and who she was, what she was, and her potential to be will be lost in the pages of history. And I do not say these things lightly, but with a heavy heart. Too many have tried to climb into the sheep pen by climbing over the wall or by buying their way into the fold, but the truth of all things will be revealed when God says that it is time. There is not one intention, motivation, or justification in a person's heart that is not looked at by God, and He knows what we will refuse or acknowledge ourselves. It may not be today, but truth will be revealed. It's time for serious consideration as to whose company you will be found in. Heavenly Father, with each passing day, we as a nation digress a little further from the truth and into the darkness, and too many are finding comfort and joy in the journey that we are taking as a nation towards evil and wickedness. It's true that misery does love company. We, only a few days ago, were found in small towns and big cities around the nation to celebrate those who gave their all for the freedoms that we so willingly are giving up today. Hypocrisy is the flavor of life today. The act of pretending to be something that we are not, and the pleasure that we take in deceiving people is striking. We are a people in need of you, Lord, in need of repentance, in need of seeking for eyes to see and ears to hear. a people seeking truth and justice through your eyes. Lord, have mercy on your church that she may find her place again. Awaken your church, that she may stand in the gap and use her voice for you and proclaim the glory of He who is the way, the truth, and the life, that she may proclaim once again the name of Jesus.